with me on our newsmaker line this morning is someone who is very close to Charlie, a regular guest each Wednesday on the Fort Wayne Morning News program, our Congressman Jim Banks. And Congressman, good morning to you.
Hey, Steve, I would say good morning. I'm absolutely sick about this news, and my, of course, my prayers go out to Sarah and her family, but to everyone at WoWo, we are thinking of you today.
I know how close you were to Charlie. Charlie really, really respected you. He liked you being on the show on Wednesdays. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts. Do you recall when you first got to meet Charlie, or how your interaction with him began?
Well, you know, that's the funny thing, Steve. When you grow up in the Fort Wayne area, he is has always been a fixture. I mean, from the time I was a kid, I heard Charlie Butcher on the radio. So to get to the point where he would begin interviewing me was one of the greatest honors of my public service. I remember the first time I got to go on the air, probably as a county councilman talking about Whitley County, and then from that point to going on the air with him every week as congressman. It truly one of the highlights of my week to get up and call in and not just talk to him on the air, but the time that we spent off the air. I mean, that was my favorite part, because that was the time that we didn't just rehearse or talk about what we were going to discuss on the air, but that's when he told me his thoughts. That's when he shared with me what he thought about the political issues of the day. I'll treasure that time as much as I will treasure the time that we spent together in interviews, countless hours of interviews on the air. But let me say, Steve, I've listened, just like you, I've listened to radio all over this country. I've been on radio shows all over America, and there is no one who is as good as Charlie Butcher was at what he did. And the fact that we had him for so long in Fort Wayne, that he would choose to do what he did here, but he could have gone anywhere else to do it, tells you everything that you need to know. He loved Northeast Indiana. So when I would bump into him in a chess tournament, I remember bumping into him. He was on a bike ride with Sarah at a charity bike ride. That wasn't Charlie Butcher, the celebrity radio guy. That was the regular guy who loved Northeast Indiana, who chose to do what he did in Northeast Indiana. He was the best in the world at it, and that's what I'm going to miss about it. What a loss to our region.
We have a text from someone right along the lines of a bicycle rider. It says, I ride a Harley, and Charlie Butcher rode a bicycle, and I would text him and tell him to go ride his bike. I always thought he was a nice guy. How about that?
What a great legacy, and what a loss for our region. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Sarah and the kids, but also to all of you at WoWo. I know this will be a hole that will be very difficult to fill.
Thank you so much, Congressman, for taking time out of your schedule. I know you were on yesterday, unexpectedly today, but we are so glad that you shared your thoughts and prayers with us regarding Charlie Butcher and his family, and we'll be looking forward to speaking to you very soon. Thank you, Congressman.
Thanks for having me.